And yeah, we actually had more people here on Christmas Eve than we have here this morning, which is not to discount who's here this morning, but we had over 60 people on Christmas Eve, which was really kind of nice. First time we'd had that happen. But I'm going to be preaching part two of the Christmas Eve message, so if you're here for both, you get everything. If you missed the first part, well, you should have been here. Okay. Let's turn our Bibles to Luke as we are going to look at the passage in the Christmas story here, of the birth of Jesus. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you that we can be here to study your word and worship this morning. Lord, we pray for those of our fellowship who aren't here today, Lord. Some are home ill. We pray your hand of healing and blessing to be upon them. Lord, some aren't here because they are with family. They've traveled and they're away from home and with family today, and Lord, and maybe worshiping in another church. And we just ask that your blessing would be with them. Lord, encourage and bless them. Lord, some just aren't here because things of the world have kept them from being here. And Lord, we just pray that these barriers would be removed from their lives, that they would be able to be here to gather and worship. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the encouragement that we find here. And I pray for myself this morning that as I preach your word, your anointing would be upon me, that I might speak your word in power and in truth. Your people here encouraged and blessed. Lord, we come before you, seeking to know you more. We praise the name of Jesus, our Lord, the Christ. Amen. A Savior born. That was the message. This angel of heaven shows up and tells them, "I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." A Savior born. A baby. When you hold a baby, when you see a newborn baby, it's an amazing, amazing thing. So much potential in such an itty-bitty package. Who will this baby touch? What will he or she accomplish in their life? It's all just possibilities at that point for most of us. But you see, the babe that was born that day, the Christ, the Lord, he was and is God incarnate. That means God in flesh. Started out in a small package, just like every other human, and grew to full adulthood so that he could experience it all. But yet, we looked at the baby, what we saw, what the shepherd saw, was the Word of God fulfilled. See, the angel came and he said, go over here to this town and look for a baby who's wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Because that's really not an everyday occurrence. Most mothers don't put their babies in feeding troughs. Not ever. I mean, it's not like it was a common practice back then, and we've just fallen away from it. It's never been the practice to put babies in feeding troughs. It's new, it's different. It was not the place of blessing. But Mary, who was blessed above all, had a son who was indeed God incarnate. You know, if you question that or you wonder about that, I mean, he is Christ the Lord. That is the angel speaking to the shepherds. And then the shepherds, talking about what they had seen and what they had heard and what they had been told, say, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has told us about, because they recognize that the angel is God's messenger. But they said the Lord told them. So the Lord told them that the Lord is a baby in a manger. This is for those who kind of question the doctrine of the Trinity and, you know, the deity of the Christ child. He is the Lord. Now, and this isn't just Lord, but the Lord. He is indeed the one who is the maker of all creation. The one who is omnipotent, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present, but yet came. For what purpose? See, there's good joy. He came for the purpose to be the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One, the one who is coming to lead His people out of captivity. The one who's going to bring real peace. Now, what is the biggest, most long-lasting conflict in all of creation? Anybody answer that? Sin. The conflict between man and God. And Christ came to be the Prince of Peace. To bring peace to that long conflict, that it would reconcile us, mankind, with God. See, we had a broken relationship. Butch is talking about today difficulties in his family, and you know what? I don't know a family that doesn't have those types of issues. Where we don't have somebody where we're mad at for a period of time. Or maybe there's conflict and there's part of a family that won't talk to another. God is our Father. And sin broke that relationship. But through Christ, it's reconciled. That's how I can be the Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. Wow. He's bringing us peace. He is the hope for a world that has been living in conflict since Adam and Eve ate of the forbidden fruit. This is good news. This is important. This is the most important news that we've ever had. Can you think of anything more important to possibly tell somebody that they could be reconciled with the Father? Can you think of anything more important than that? Truly, there isn't anything more important than that. And the shepherds, the ones that were first told about this, what did they do when they heard the message? What did they do? They told everyone that they met. They went and they checked it out for themselves. They said, "What? What is this message we have heard? Let us go see for ourselves. This thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off. A lot of times we think we have forever to tell our friends, our family, whoever, about what's going on with God. But you know what? We don't know. Sometimes we need to hurry. The angels hurried. I'm sorry, the shepherds hurried. They hurried off to see it because it was important news. If you have important news, do you say, "I'll tell somebody next week"? No, you pick up the phone, you call them, you run over to their house, you tell them. If it's really important, you want to get that news to them just as fast as you possibly can. People, is there anything more important than the good news that Jesus, the Christ child, was born, and that then He then lived that sinless life to be our sinless sacrifice and go to the cross? So you notice I do have the cross right next to the manger. Why? Because you can't have the cross without the manger. Without the Christ child born, there would be no cross. But without the cross, the manger is an empty promise. But we have a fulfilled promise, which is the empty tomb. That's all because it all started the birth of the Christ child, the Messiah, the Lord, our God. Shepherds, they went and told everybody. What are you doing this Christmas? Are you telling everybody? Are you hurrying out to tell people about the great things that God has done for you? About how you personally met Jesus? And how He's affected your life? Are you doing that? God thought it was important enough an occurrence to send an angel to announce it and the host of heaven to sing its praises. Are we speaking about it, or are we just keeping quiet? It's Merry Christmas, God with us. Salvation available for all who will receive it. Restoration of that broken relationship with Father God, the Creator of the universe. It's there. It's available for each and every one of us. The shepherds returned, glorifying God and praising God for all the things which they had seen, which were just as they had been told. You've been told. When you read God's word, it's all here. It's up to us to praise God and to share the message of the good news of great joy. That God loved us enough to send Himself, to come Himself, to intervene on our behalf, so that we could have our broken relationship with Him restored. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, your relationship has been restored. It's there. The Holy Spirit indwells your heart. You've been made a new creature in Christ. You have received the good news. And the fruit of it, the most important fruit, that restored relationship with God. Be faithful in sharing that good news with others so that they too might know. So this Christmas, tell people, Merry Christmas, God with us. And make sure that they know that God is with them, or can be with them, if they don't know Him personally. Let's pray. Father, we thank You. Lord, we thank You that You sent Your Son Jesus to be our Savior. For to us a Savior is born this day. And Lord, we celebrate and thank You for that gift, which made the cross possible and the empty tomb a reality. Lord, help us to be faithful in proclaiming the good news to all who we meet. Lord, might we be filled with joy and wonder at what You've done. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's close.